Welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, Episode 32. My name is Shannon Peek, and today we are going to talk about Genius Hour. I am so excited to talk to you about Genius Hour. I implemented Genius Hour last year and again this year with my students. The Genius Hour concept started with the company 3M in 1948. The company called it the 15% program. They allowed their employees almost an entire workday to follow their ideas and pursue their own projects. We used two products that came from this time at 3M, Post-its and masking tape. These ingenious products were thought up during 3M's 15% program. More recently, Google implemented a 20% project. They asked their engineers to spend one full day every week on a passion project, a project that the employee is curious about and wants to investigate. Some results from Google's 20% project include Gmail, AdSense, and Google News. It has been said that over half of Google's products have been created during this passion time. The theory is that when people work on something that truly interests them, productivity will go up. Genius Hour allows students to explore their own passions and encourages creativity in the classroom. This time provides choice in what students learn during a set time during school. There are four components to Genius Hour. First, students are challenged to explore a thick question about a topic that they want to learn about. Second, they spend weeks researching their topic and record reflections about their learning. Third, they create a product of their choice. And lastly, fourth, students share the product with their class, their school, or worldwide in a way that they choose. Students choose all kinds of projects to work on. I have had students research stop motion, and then they've made high-quality stop motion videos. I've had students research how to make a video game, and then created one and taught the class how to play it. I have had students wonder how to make an art portfolio, and they made a collection of drawings. Students have wondered how to write a book, and they researched it and wrote their own book. I've had students research bridges and build a model of a bridge. I've had students interested in healthy pet treats and create their own pet treats and then create a website to share the information. I even have had a student interested in cancer research, and she made a cancer-fighting juice. Students create a plan with their topic, a thick question, their product idea, the materials needed, and the way they want to share what they've created. Then I conference with the students to make sure the project is something that they are passionate about, the topic can be researched, and the appropriate resources are available. The teacher's role throughout the process is a facilitator. It's to ensure that the students are moving forward on their project, have the materials that they need, and just to coach them through the process. The student's role is a leader. They are a self-directed learner. This is their passion project. I have found that it is important to take some time to introduce Genius Hour to students. I teach several lessons before students choose their topic and research. The first lesson, we establish Genius Hour classroom norms and expectations. These are really generated by the students. We talk about how we want Genius Hour to look and sound like in our classroom. The students create an anchor chart and everyone signs it in agreement. The second lesson is on topic selection and thick versus thin questions. Now this is a big one. It is difficult for some students to come up with a really good question. We start the lesson by creating an anchor chart, thin questions versus thick questions. Now thin questions are right there questions like when, where, who, how many. I tell the kids if you can Google the question and get the correct answer in one search, then it is a thin question. Thick questions are thinking and searching questions, like what if, or how would, what happens if, how might, how would something change if, I wonder. Then I pair up students and I give them thin questions and challenge them to turn the questions into the thick questions. Some examples are, when was the first bridge built? Well, that's a thin question. A thick question may be, I wonder how engineers build bridges. Another example, a thin question is, what is the name of the author of this book? A thick question is, I wonder how an author writes a book. A thin question could be, when was electricity invented? The thick question could be, I wonder how electricity works. A thin question may be, when was the animated video created? A thick question is, I wonder how animation works, or I wonder how animation is created. Lastly, a thin question could be, how do you make soap? A thick question could be, I wonder how people develop a new product. The second part of the lesson, I have students interview each other. First with a round of thin questions. For example, what is your name? What is your birthday? How many brothers or sisters do you have? And we talk about how much we know about our partner after interviewing using thin questions. Then I have students interview each other using thick questions. For example, if you could have any superpower, which power would you want and why? Or what do you want to do for a career and why? Or what do you like most about yourself? Or who is a person you admire and why? What trait do you admire most in others? Then we get together and discuss how much more we learned about each other by asking thick questions. After this lesson, I meet with each individual student and help them turn their topic and their I wonder statements into a thick genius hour question. The third lesson is a lesson on internet research and trustworthy sites and resources. And the fourth lesson is the four components of genius hour, letting the kids know that they need to pick their topic, they need to research, create a product, and then share it. I have students complete a project plan where they plan out their four components. Then I conference with the students individually, and then they start the research. My goal for Genius Hour is to increase students' self-motivation and really a love for learning. The rationale behind Genius Hour is supported in research on intrinsic motivation. Students who have independence to make choices in their learning and the opportunity to learn something really deeply and the opportunity to share with others are more intrinsically motivated and perform better in school. I realize we have a lot of materials and standards to cover throughout the year, and time is so valuable. Making time for Genius Hour is probably the biggest obstacle in starting Genius Hour in your classroom. Ideally, Genius Hour is a 60-minute, uninterrupted block of time for students to work on a project of their choice. I teach third grade math and science. I teach math 5 days per week and science 4 days a week. One day a week, students work on Genius Hour instead of science. I also shorten my math block just a little bit that day so the students get a full 60 minutes for Genius Hour. Kids love Genius Hour. I have absolutely no behavior problems during Genius Hour. Students are engaged, they're motivated, excited, and passionate about their Genius Hour projects. Genius Hour is for all students. It is something that cannot be used as a punishment or as a reward. You may find, as I did, the students that seem to lack focus or seem disinterested in school or even exhibit unwanted behavior during other parts of the school day will really shine during Genius Hour. You know, parents love Genius Hour too. I've received such positive response from parents about Genius Hour for the past 2 years. Parents make comments like, oh, I wish they did this when I was in school, or I wish I could do this too. You know, some big questions you may wonder, why would I give up an hour to do Genius Hour, and how does it help me reach my goal as a teacher? Genius Hour teaches students how to think, research, and be resourceful. Personalized learner profile traits include self-directed learner, leadership, creative and critical thinker, academic risk taker, and communicator. Genius Hour provides opportunities for students to develop all these traits. Again, there are 4 steps to Genius Hour. Choose a topic and a thick question, research, make a product, and share the product. The majority of the Genius Hour process is the research step. This means that students are reading and writing a full hour for several weeks. They are reading with a purpose, and they are focused on comprehension because they are truly interested in making sense of their topic. Maybe most importantly, Genius Hour inspires and teaches kids how to become lifelong learners. And that's my ultimate goal as a teacher. I will end today's podcast with a quote from Steve Jobs. If you are working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you. A fantastic resource is geniushour.com. Also, please check out the PL playlist for help with Genius Hour resources for grades K through 12. Thank you for listening to CMS Teacher Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next week.